Well, more than 15,000 bookings were made for the COVID jab yesterday when appointments opened for anyone over aged 60. That coincided with ongoing concern that vulnerable people in Group 3 who are still unvaccinated could suffer longer waits. Well, with us now is the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield. Good morning.
Oh, morena.
Can you give an assurance to those people who are in Group 3 who are not yet vaccinated that they will not fall behind the queue, if you like, for from those who are going in as Group 4?
Yeah, well, we've had already a huge number of bookings that are in the system from our Group 3 people who haven't yet been vaccinated. And I dare say that Group 3 is still the biggest number of vaccinations every day. So in the last 7 days, for example, around 75,000 Group 3 people were vaccinated, and in group four, that was 22,000. So you're seeing still most of our vaccinations coming through Group 3 people.
I just wonder if there is an assurance, because, as you know, we could have an outbreak at any moment, technically, like in Australia. So those in Group 3 who are the vulnerable ones, can you assure them that they're not going to fall to the back of the queue behind someone in Group 4 who can now book?
Well, that's why we have waited until now to open up Group 4. And just to be clear, we've opened it up to 60 to 64-year-olds. That's 165,000 people. So it's not a huge additional number on top of Group 3. There's been a big effort to get those invitations out to Group 3 and to get those people booked. And for the last week, of course, there's been the new Healthline number, and over 21,000 calls yesterday to that number. And in the system across both Healthline and our Book My Vaccine, over 100,000 new bookings made yesterday. Still a very big proportion of those are Group 3 people.
Okay. The problem is that you're just not going fast enough in Group 3. Why has it been so slow in Group 3?
Well, we are going faster. Over 40,000 doses administered yesterday, and most of those people, again, are in Group 3. And actually, I was in the vaccination centre, the new one that's up at the base in Te Rapa yesterday. Most of those people going through, and they're doing about 1,000 a day just at that site, were clearly in Group 3. So we are continuing to roll out the vaccine at pace, and it is mostly in Group 3. So that's those.
Okay, so you're going at pace now, but there are issues if we take the DHBs. We know, for example, that Canterbury is slower. Some DHBs are faster than others. When you started planning this process, was there no way to do it other than DHBs and their own separate systems? Because there seems to be an unfairness there in where you are in the country.
Well, what I would say is this is a complex program to deliver. In addition to our team here nationally doing all the national organisation, of course, each district health board has to have a plan of how it will not just invite but deliver the vaccine to its populations, using the range of providers that are already there. So we couldn't dream up or suddenly identify a whole new workforce. So that's been the challenge. And remember, we are doing this in the middle of winter, and we know there's pressure on the system. So the fact that the system is ramping up this to now over 40,000 doses a day, and if you think about that, we're going to be somewhere between 200,000 and 250,000 doses a week this week, and that is going to increase.
Okay, I understand, but I just wonder if we could, this is an important point with health reforms coming, if you could have sort of magic wanded it early on in the process, would you have chosen to go with the DHB system? You would want some sort of a national rollout, wouldn't you?
Well, this is a national rollout through a national program, but it still has to be delivered on the ground. And if you think about childhood immunisations, the vast majority of those are delivered every day through our general practices and our Māori and Pacific providers. And so that's the way the system works. And it's not about the DHBs. It's actually about the whole system. And our DHBs have got good relationships with all their providers on the ground. They're the ones who know who the providers are, who can reach the populations.
And you must be aware of some DHBs that are doing better than others. That must be frustrating to you.
Yeah, all DHBs have to deliver the vaccine to their population, and they'll have different ways of doing that. But what we can see is that their plans now are to increase vaccination rates right across the country in every DHB, and that's what they are being held to account to deliver again.
OK, well, on the issue of Māori and Pacific rates, from what I can see of yesterday, you're running at about half the rate of the rest of the population. Now, that's clearly not good enough.
Look, we've got a big focus on this. One thing I would say is that over 70% of Māori are between age 16 and 54. So as we go down into Group 4, that is when we will start to really hit the bulk of the Māori population. In terms of over 65s, our rates for Māori are about the same as for non-Māori, so that's great. It's just they make up a much smaller proportion of that population. Believe me, it's a huge focus for us, and the DHBs have got very specific plans about how they make sure they get that population.
The mass vaccination trial, I guess, is that initially there were clearly not a lot of bookings and you opened it up wider. Where has that got to? Have you filled up the 15,000 bookings? What have you learned?
Yeah, well, mass vaccination approach is something that's been used in other countries, and the UK's used this a lot. We talked to them to find out exactly how they went about it. This is our first go at this. We've got over 16,000 bookings in, which is fantastic. The team in Auckland worked with the MIT to get the invitations out to staff and students. It didn't fill all the slots, so of course we've, I think, done the right thing and made sure we have got all those slots filled. I'm looking forward to going up on Sunday and supporting that event.
But what will you do differently in terms of advertising that for future mass events?
Well, let's wait till we've actually done it, and we'll have a look and see what could be done differently or perhaps better. The other thing,
because you don't want to be in a situation of just opening it up as wide as that. Do you're looking to try if you're trying to boost Māori Pacific rates, for example, with a mass vaccination program? There's something went wrong there.
Well, it's one approach, and as I said, we did work with MIT to get the invitations out. And we'll, of course, have a good look at other ways we can make sure we reach into that community. That's one way of getting into Māori and Pacific communities, but we have a number of others.
I wonder on the issue of the transmission of this virus and the Delta strain. We're seeing some reports out of the US, the CDC, Dr. Fauci as well has talked about this, that the virus, the Delta virus, is proving to be transmission. It is transmitted even if you are vaccinated, and they're now changing their advice around mask use indoors, even for people who are vaccinated. And I wonder how concerning that is to the future of where New Zealand's going if we're facing a variant that the vaccine doesn't really stop.
Well, look, the Delta variant is a concern, and it won't be the last. This virus has shown its ability to change very rapidly, especially with such high rates of infection. But what we do know is that the Pfizer vaccine has got high efficacy against the Delta variant. And the efficacy of the vaccines is not about stopping people from getting infected. It's about stopping them from getting even symptomatic infection and, of course, most importantly, from getting a serious infection or dying. But people who are vaccinated, yes, they can get infected, and yes, they can transmit the virus on, but much less likely to.
But that creates huge problems for us if we get to a good target of 60 or 70% down the track. If we're trying to open up, you can't then protect those who haven't been vaccinated.
Well, I agree that we need as many people as possible to get vaccinated. And what is really clear is that the vaccine is highly protective of people getting very sick or dying from COVID-19. But we've always said that even with high vaccination rates, and the modelling has shown this, we will still need to continue some measures at the border to help reduce the likelihood of the virus coming
sure.
in, and then to use contact tracing and testing and other public health measures as well as vaccination.
Dr. Bloomfield, thank you very much for your time. Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield there.